Welcome back to the Go Channel. We're going to talk NFL Week 11, and I'm not fucking talking anything yet.
Might.
You never know. But NFL Week 11 for sure, and we'll kind of go from there.
I don't think I know all the games this week like I usually do, so it might not take as long, for one. But we'll talk about them, see what happens, and kind of take it from there. Also, business is so fun. Like, it's not fun to be in business and have to do all the stuff. But just some of the cool stuff. But that kind of business of, like, reselling, just some of the cool stuff is really neat. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's real cool to hold some of that stuff, even if you hold it for 5 minutes. Like, it's just some really cool stuff you come across, you know, once in a while. So, it's just a neat part of it that I think is kind of the best part of reselling like this is just some of the cool stuff you come across. And I just enjoy it. I enjoy that part of it. The selling part of it's obviously fairly hard. You do still have to put work in. You gotta package it. You gotta sell it. You gotta... I was on Whatnot last night, though. It went pretty well. So, I'm not going to complain. I hang out with some people, sell some stuff. Kind of keep a cycle up. I'm going to have to buy some more stuff, though, if I'm going to sell some. And kind of take it from there. But, just real fun. About all I can say is just enjoyable. But, and, you know, I don't make much money off of the stuff I sell, but it's just fun to do it. It's just a fun thing. Let's transition this thing into some NFL Week 11 talk. Let's just start out with my Cowboys. Huge Cowboys fan, been a Cowboy fan. I don't know if we told the story, but since the 90s, you know, I was born... Pretty much, my dad made me a Cowboys fan, which is fine. And then I stayed a Cowboys fan since. I've been a hardcore Cowboy. I mean, not a hardcore. I don't know how you would describe that. But always follow the Cowboys. Always watch the Cowboys when they're on TV. He is a big fan. The years of Daryl Johnston, Jay Novacek. And then, obviously, you know, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin. The glory years for the Cowboys. And then every year after that, they're supposed to be good, and we hadn't quite lived that standard. Tony Romo is probably one of my favorite quarterbacks of the Cowboys ever. I think, or probably maybe even one of my favorite players ever. Just a huge Tony Romo fan.
But let's talk about this.
And then... Well, my dad, that team, and then he got me into the Braves, and I still follow the Braves some, but I don't watch baseball as hardcore. And I was more of a Braves fan in the early, like, in the 90s and early 2000s. But I still keep up with them some. But I'm, like, a huge Bryce Harper fan. I'm kind of more a fan of players, but I still associate with, as a Braves fan or whatever. No NBA team, he got me into liking. But those are the two teams that got me into kind of liking, and I grew up liking. So, let's make this transition back to the game. Dallas played the Vikings. If you look at their records, supposed to have been close. If you look at their records, the Vikings were supposed to win. But the odds book actually had... The Cowboys winning 8-1 versus a 6-3. The Cowboys odd books had the Cowboys winning, and I believe they played. I was thinking it was played in Minnesota, so kind of a weird little spread there for a team that's 6-3 and 8-1. Well, sportsbooks knew what they were doing. It was a blowout. Cowboys offense really looked good. They did everything well. The defense is where it's at. The defense has got to play well. But once the defense, you know, plays decent enough, obviously offense has to do their thing, and offense did their thing this time. So, running game. Thing is, the running game with a mix of... To me, the running game feels like right now, it's Tony Pollard with a mix of Elliott, where it used to be Elliott with a mix of Pollard. But I believe that's the right call, and I believe that's the way it's going to be going forward. Now, Elliott might still be the starter. He's going to get some touches. But do I believe he's that, like, dude? No. I think Pollard's going to get more opportunities. But Ezekiel Elliott's going to play a role. And Elliott's going to have to step up and play that role as far as he's going to be in there in spots where he needs to get 7 tough yards, and he can do it, and that's the thing. He's going to be in there where he probably needs to get a touchdown, and he can do it, because that's what he's good at. He's just not quite the same player since his knee issues, but dude's still going to get you some stuff. He's still going to be able to put, you know, certain numbers up. He's still going to be able to get you a big gain here and there. He's going to get you those tough yards. Pollard just seems kind of like that back that's going to break something. So they look good. Vikings didn't for once, but they're still 8-2. They're fine. That it's hard against that defense. I mean, that is a legit defense, Dallas. If that offense stays with them and that defense keeps playing like that, you're looking at something special. But will it be special by the end of the season and in the playoffs? As a Cowboys fan, you really don't count on that. Yeah, so who else? Cardinals, Niners. We can go ahead and talk about that blowout. 49ers moved the Cardinals out. Colt McCoy actually looked good early. Don't know what happened to him the rest of the game because I didn't watch it. I sold stuff instead. But I know he was looking good for the first game. And then he was starting to look pretty, I mean, he looked good the first, like, quarter. And then it must have went downhill after that. Or at least after halftime for sure. So, 49ers kind of look pretty legit, though. They're a 6-4 team. And, you know, they got the pieces. They got defense. They've had the pieces, though. They got defense. They got a quarterback that's, you know, I wouldn't say he's anything special, but he's good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league. He's good enough to win games. And with all the weapons they have around him, he should be good enough to win a Super Bowl if it comes to that, if they're kind of in that position. Now, I would say they are one of the top three at least in the division, or in the National League. NFC conference, man, stumbled over my words. So I think they're one of the better teams in the conference in the NFC. We'll see what happens by the end of the season. They still got to win the games. They still got to put them away, and they still got to get to the top. But they are ahead right now. I think it's them, the Seahawks, and then really the Rams and Cardinals are starting to be like, I don't think we're going to be there at the end. And they're probably not going to be out there in the end. Because I think the Cardinals are now 4-7. I could be wrong about that, but I think they're 4-7. The Rams are like 3-7 maybe, or 4-7. They're awful too. So really, Seahawks, 49ers, and I think everybody would be like, okay, the 49ers just have the better team. I don't know how true that is, but I think that's kind of the conversation somebody would have. You know, just based on history, based on coach, based on just based on everything. Maybe not based on coach. I mean, Pete Carroll is good. But based on personnel, based on paper, if you just write it on paper and look at the team. So, but you don't play games on paper, so we'll see. Let's transition. Chargers, Chiefs. Herbert's good. Staley's probably out. If I just had to guess, I believe Staley's going to be gone. Justin Herbert is, I mean, he's a good quarterback. But, I mean, what's he look like? He just looks like a good quarterback not winning games, pretty much. I mean, they win a few here and there, but they never really turned the corner. As good as that defense is, you would think, you know, as much as they stack that defense, you'd think that defense would be a little bit better to go along with the offense. So, pretty crazy that they're not that good. But, I mean, Herbert's still a good quarterback, so maybe they'll kind of figure it out, but it almost looks like a Philip Rivers situation at the moment. Philip Rivers, solid quarterback, good quarterback, never really did much. And so you're kind of getting that same vibe with Herbert to start with. Don't know if it'll change. They went up against the Chiefs. Chiefs are easily the best team with the best quarterback. It doesn't matter how many injuries they have. It seems like Mahomes just keeps doing his thing. And if you got Mahomes doing his thing all the time, and it doesn't matter what personnel's in there, then you're going to win a lot of games. That's just the fact. Peyton Manning won a lot of games. Didn't matter necessarily who was there. Guys like that, quarterbacks like that typically seem to win. Tom Brady obviously won a lot of games. Didn't matter who was there. Now it's Mahomes and Reed doing their thing. And it just, you know, there's quarterbacks like that, and it just don't matter who's kind of around them. They're going to be able to throw and pitch the ball and catch and throw and catch and all that stuff. So the Chiefs are legit just because Patrick Mahomes is legit. We'll see where they end up, like, in the big picture. But obviously they got a very good ability. They got a very good team. With the ability to win the whole thing as they have for the last few years. So, let's transition to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Cincinnati won. Pittsburgh's going to have their first losing record under Tomlin, it looks like. Pretty easily, it looks like, because I think they already got 7 losses. So they can only, like, afford one more. They have 6 or 7 losses. Either way, not looking great for them. Mike Tomlin, I kind of feel a little bad for him, but they just don't have I don't know what they have, really. They played the Bengals pretty hard. They don't really have it. You just look at them and you're like, what are they missing, though? They should be good, or they should be decent. I mean, they did give a lot of stuff up, but, like, look at it this way. They got defensive players that are good, but I don't know if they have a good defensive unit, and I think that's the issue. They got good offensive players, but they don't really have this, like, gelled unit. Kenny Pickett's still learning. Najee's just not great. I guess you could say he's still learning, but he's just not doing great. So between them two, and then really, you've got George Pickens, who's being pretty good, but the rest of the offense is not great either. So it's just little stuff like that that really is keeping the Steelers away. And then obviously a rookie quarterback is the big deal. Then you got the Bengals. The Bengals are just going to win. Jamar Chase isn't there, but you got Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is just a winner. It don't always look pretty. He don't always make the right throw. It don't always look like these big numbers and these blowout, you know, games or anything like that with him. But Joe Burrow's just a dog. He'll just work his ass off until he gets a win, and he'll keep throwing the ball, and he'll make accurate and good throws, and he'll win games. And that's just what Joe Burrow really does, though. I mean, that's the thing. And then they have a pretty decent running game to go with him, and they got wide receivers, and that defense is okay. So, I mean, the Bengals should still be in the conversation, I would think. Now, it's not going to be as easy as it was last year, and it's probably not going to go as well as it was did last year. But I definitely think they should be in a conversation still. But with that said, the Ravens in that same division are winning games. Now, sometimes it gets ugly with Lamar Jackson. And it did this time. They barely beat the Ravens. Or I don't know what ended up being the final score. But for like three quarters, they were not doing well. Like, they were just keeping it close. And it was like not scoring. It was like 3-3 or something. But that's the thing with Lamar Jackson. Even when he's not having a great game or anything, it seems like he's just a winner. That dude's, they've only lost three games this year. And they probably had an opportunity to win a couple other ones or something. But the dude's just a winner. And that's basically all you can say about Lamar Jackson. Played the Panthers. I didn't watch much of that game. I watched a little bit. Panthers are dead. The Panthers are playing for draft picks. Panthers, I guess they have draft picks. I don't know what they gave up for Baker, but I don't think it was too much. But they're playing for a rebuild. The Panthers are in full rebuild. Baker's got to be gone. Darnold needs to be gone. You just got to start fresh. Carroll maybe be there next year. Grab you another rookie quarterback or something. You just got to start fresh. That's it. The Panthers just got to start fresh. But the Ravens beat them. Lamar Jackson does his thing. Defense is pretty good. We know the story of the Ravens. They just got to win the playoffs. That's the story of the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, is keep plugging away, but you got to win in the playoffs. And that's one of those wait-and-see things. We'll see if he can win in the playoffs. And that's the biggest thing with the Ravens. Moving on. The Giants lost. I don't even know who they lost to, though. So, I don't know. That division, though, is pretty good. The Eagles won against the Colts. Colts look good. Jeff Saturday looks like he might be able to turn that team around. They're still in a playoff hunt, the Colts. That division, it looks like it's the Titans for sure. But the Titans aren't a great team. They're just a very great coach team. I don't know if they're a very good team, really. Like, they don't do anything special to you. But they got Derrick Henry. They got a solid defense. And they win games. That's really all that matters. And I don't know who they even played. I can't even think about who they played. I think they played the Packers, and I know it went from the Colts to Giants, but they played the Packers. The Packers, Aaron Rodgers just isn't that same dude anymore. He can make the throw still. I just think he's, I don't know, it just seems like he's lacking. I think he's old. I think he got old. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time as far as throwing the ball. And I just think he might be done, but that team still has an opportunity. Let's not put them out of it yet. I believe they really still have an opportunity. I believe they can go on a run, because if any indication, the last two games, they've got at least a small opportunity. They're starting to find the receivers. They're starting to kind of click a little bit. I think they'll be fine. It was a short week, so it's just one of those things. I believe they can be fine. Giants. Giants are an okay team. I don't really expect them to hang around too much. I think they'll end the year with a winning record. Will they make the playoffs? That's one of those things where I don't know. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs or not. I say it's one of those things that it's almost 50-50, I believe. So, Giants. So, Jones, I don't know if he's a good quarterback. I think the Giants lost. I don't know. But anyway, I don't know if he's a good quarterback or not. But that division, the NFL, NFC East, is stacked. I mean, if you just look by the records and everything, Eagles got their victory over the Colts. They looked, I mean, they've been exposed the last 2 weeks. Colts just couldn't finish them off. The Colts had an opportunity, just didn't finish the game. they've been kind of exposed the last 2 weeks. We'll see what they look like moving forward. The Cowboys, they look like the best team in the NFL. We'll see. We'll see what they continue to look like. Giants, still hanging in there. Still got a good record. Still hanging in there, doing their thing. And Washington. Washington Commanders are one of the best teams. Not one of the best teams. Are one of the surprise teams in the NFL, I would think. They got rid of Wentz. I thought they could be good with Wentz. Wentz was just not doing it. Wentz is not the same guy. You give him enough chances, you kind of start to realize that. Me looking at it, I was like, okay, he'll be good with the Colts because, you know, they had weapons. No, didn't work. I thought, okay, well, maybe a restart with the Commanders. Because he really wasn't as bad as you would think last year. He actually had pretty good stats. But, I don't know, maybe he's just not a winner. And sometimes that matters. Tyler Heinicke is... I mean, if we compared Wentz and Heinicke or Heinicke, the comparison would easily point to Wentz. With all the tools he has, with all the ability he has, you wouldn't second guess it. You would take a look at him twice and you would pick this guy right here. You would pick Wentz every time. But Heinicke is just a winner. That dude wins games. He might not have the best ability. Sometimes he might make poor throws. Whatever the case may be, he is a winner. That dude is a straight winner. And that is just the case. I mean, that's just what it is. You're a winner. Sometimes you get opportunities, and that dude's getting his opportunity. He's making the most of it, and the Commanders keep winning. And that's really all you can say about it. I don't even know who they played this week. I'm trying to think. Don't matter. They won. So, Patriots-Jets, that was one awful game. I started watching it. It was staying 3-3 for a long time. I was like, I ain't doing this. Or 3-0 and then 3-3. I'm not sure, but I was not doing it. So I turned it off. I did turn it back on right before the touchdown. Also, Zach Wilson's probably going to lose his job. He doesn't hold accountability. He's not a leader. That is one thing about Zach Wilson. I believe you can officially say, dude's just not a leader. He's immature, not a leader, not that guy. I mean, that's really just the case. I mean, that is it. Dude's just not a winner. Not a winner. That's not what I meant to say. Not a leader. He might not be a winner either, but they still have an opportunity, and I think it's... Really, it's part of him. I think it's really in spite of him. And I think he really has a good chance to get benched. I just don't think people like playing with him. But that team as a whole and that coach seem like they kind of know what they're doing. And that AFC East, I believe it's the East, is a pretty stacked division too. I mean, you have the Bills, Dolphins, both playing well. You have the Jets with a winning record. You have the Patriots right now, like, in the wild card spot. And the Patriots just win, like, they just win tough fall games and stuff. I don't really know if you can be like, Mac Jones is this guy, but Mac Jones is a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't think they're... When they protect Mac Jones just because he don't have that ability to move well, they're going to be okay. Now... They got a good defense. Running game solid enough. It was 3-3 going into, like, the final seconds of that game when a guy returned the punt return, though. So, let's not get it twisted. It's not look. It did not look pretty. And the Patriots do not look pretty. But, again, W's, wins, that's where it's at. You get wins, that's what matters. And the Patriots got a win they're still, you know, they're still in that conversation. It feels like there's a lot of teams right now, you're still like, okay, they got this opportunity still. There's obviously some teams that are completely out of it. But there's some teams out there that you're like, okay, they might, you know, they might go on a run. Might go on a run, make the playoffs. Might go on a run, do something a little bit different. But, yeah, it's week 11. So, we still got what? Like 6 weeks left, 7 weeks left, 7 weeks, I guess. 8 weeks, 8 weeks. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Isn't it 17 or is it 18 weeks? 18 weeks now. So I was trying to think when they changed, what they changed the weeks to, but they went to 17 games with a bye week. So that'd be 18 weeks. So we still got. We still got some weeks left and for some people to make the moves. 5 weeks, I would think, should be wrapping up soon, too. That'll be a big difference. So, week 11 NFL talk. We out.